Der folgende Talk, barrierefrei posten, Bildbeschreibung auf Social Media, wird von Casey Creer gehalten.
The following talk is held by Casey Creer, who works as a self-employed advisor to enable people and give them access to barrier-free posting on social media. We all expect that everyone can read the images, see them, and know what is happening in context. For example, if I post a chihuahua and a cat, everyone thinks it's funny. Also, people might think it's funny who really are not aware that there is a dog and a cat in the picture. But in this talk, we want to show you how to make it accessible, to make image descriptions, and it's really not difficult. Okay, now we start. Hi, and welcome to my talk, how to do image descriptions or how to include alternative text on Mastodon and Twitter in a quality that makes them usable for people with vision impairment or complete loss of sight. So I gathered all of my knowledge about it and want to take this next half hour to introduce you to it. So short information about myself. I'm Casey. I have been using screen reader software since birth because I also have low vision or vision impairment, and I studied media informatics, so I know what to look out for, which qualifies me to tell you something about image descriptions. So some information about accessibility on my slides. Some of them are heavily animated. You can download the static version of those in a PDF format as well. And all images included also come with a detailed description, also helpful for accessibility. Although this talk is concipated for people without vision impairment, but the materials are accessible for every one of us. And maybe one or two people may learn something helpful from it. So, for whom are we writing image descriptions? First and foremost, we write them for people with vision impairment or complete loss of sight, following us on social media, or as in our example, on Mastodon or Twitter, and also for all the other people who have difficulty assessing the attention of an image or recognizing details. So, our goal is to write a description that enable us to recognize what is visible on an image without actually seeing the image. And only then will we go into detail which descriptions are especially interesting and where people can benefit from. We also write the text for search engines. It helps automated crawlers to sort our content. I mean, it also works with AI, it works better and better, but if you include the corresponding alt texts, the search engines will perform even better. If you don't want your content to be indexed, in my opinion, it's not a reason to not include an image descriptions. Just find alternatives to hide your content from the search engines. Not including a description is never a good idea. So now I want to give you an overview about all the questions we are going to answer in the course of this talk, and where we will go into detail, because I will just start with short answers and later get into more detail. So what is important when it comes to image descriptions? It depends from person to person, and of course it also depends on the context, what information you want to convey with an image. Well, it's basically that the shorter the better, but please include all relevant information so the image can be understood. So, how detailed do they have to be? Said detailed enough so that without actually seeing the picture, you know what's going on. A good indicator would be to look at the image and then ask questions about it. And if all essentials are answered, then it is a good and detailed enough description. But which details are relevant enough? This is a very specific question because it totally depends on the context. We will look at some examples now and see what can pop up in images that can be relevant. Just bear with me. But couldn't this be automated somehow? I mean, as I said, there are AIs that are really good in recognizing images and sort them for search engines. But with the current state of technology, it is not really a replacement for an image description. And very often, they just contain errors. We might see it in some of the examples I will present later. But please try to write the descriptions manually and don't use automated tools for them. Also not to get ideas about the details. Just use your own thoughts and yeah, write it in your own words. How to include a manual image description on social media is not a topic I'm going to talk about. Please have a look into the documentation on Twitter, on Instagram to find out how it works. But it's relatively self-explanatory. And I think most of you know how it works. Because, yeah, you just might have done it before. Very, very important, just don't be afraid of image descriptions. It sounded like a lot of things you can do wrong or you have to watch out for. But every image description that is out there is better than having none at all. I mean, first you always think about how would you describe a picture, and in many cases, just two words are enough, you know, to give someone an idea. It's a picture of a Christmas tree, for example, or night. It's even better than none, having no description at all. On iOS, a good description would be, attention, there's a fluffy animal, hi. That's an automatically generated description, which is quite good. But some engines can't figure out what kind of animal, if it's a shark or something. So then this information gets lost. Therefore, it is better to have descriptions created by humans, and don't be afraid of doing anything wrong. You will do it right instinctively. So, this is an example picture. Have a look at it. Take a few seconds and think about how you would describe this picture. This is a description I wrote. Foggy black and white image of a steppe. Trees are visible in the background. And in the foreground, two horses come out of the fog, one after the other. The first is already very close. And then I have another, a bit shorter. Two horses gallop past the camera through dense fog. In the process, they stir up sandy soil. You see, the descriptions are very different. They convey very different information, and the first one is much more detailed. Since this picture is black and white and it looks quite artsy, and we want to convey more emotion, probably, we have to think about which description actually transports this emotion. This is an individual decision. You have to define what works best for you, What's the story of the image? Everything here, it's art per se, you know, to define the idea you want your image description to give. Let's get back to automated descriptions. As you might have noticed, we have had a great influx of AI tools generating images. And I prepared two of those, the above one with the above description, and the second one was done with the second and shorter description. And you see, they are quite different to what is actually included in the description. And you have to know that this will just also be the same reactions in humans, because it's different information that is differently processed. So both descriptions have not been enough for the AIs to replicate an exact image as it is the first one, and the same will happen with humans. Just make sure to convey the emotion that you want to convey. But, first, you saw the image, which would be normal for you, I would say, but let's do it the other way around. I will start with the image description and then you try to visualize the image. A large, well-lit room, full of people seated in rows. Imagine, how could that look like? There are many people sitting in a large room listening to a speaker. Some of them have laptops in front of them, is the next description. And then I have a third one, which is a bit longer. In a modern room with a wall of windows, about 40 people are listening to a talk. Some of them have laptop computers on their laps or on folding tables attached to the chairs. On tables in the background are 8 large pizza boxes in the size of 40 by 60 centimeters. As you see, more and more details are being included. And now I will show the picture to you. And I'm quite sure, although you had the last very detailed description, that the image will be completely different than to what you are imagining. This is the image. You might have seen it in my social media feed. I posted it a while ago. And also to make it clear what the different ideas could look like, that people imagine different things based on the descriptions, I have included further AI-generated images here. So this is how it could look like in the head of different people. But in addition, this image does not only rely on the image description, but on Twitter I have 280 characters that give me the opportunity for additional context. And this would look like this. This is my post. The effort paid off. We welcomed over 40 people interested in volunteering at the university to the at IFSR taster session, many of whom now actually want to get involved. The pizza was gone too quickly, though, totally rewarding. I can leave with a clear conscience and a green heart emoji. And of course, I added an image description. And I decided to use the first one, a large well-lit room full of people seated in rows, just because I thought that in this context, it was the most sensible description. It provides the relevant information, it conveys the atmosphere of the picture. And yeah, this is also why I attached this picture. As you see, it always depends on the context. Context is queen. Now let's have a look at another example, which I posted myself. First of all, we see the image. Take a few seconds, think about how you would describe it. I Again, I added three descriptions, the first one being presentation slides are being shown during a video conference, second one, a presentation slide on the topic of barrier-free headlines in front of it a microphone and a tablet with an open website. And the third one is very detailed, a TV shows the slide with the header barrier-free content design in web CMS headers. Below, in a gray box, heading 1 as page title, heading 2 for main headers, heading 3 for subheaders. In front of it, there's an iPad Pro with an Apple Pencil showing the website of TU Dresden. In front of both devices is a professional microphone in a microphone spider mount. This is a very detailed description, but maybe it might not even be necessary to include all of these details. So let's have a look at the context I put in my tweet. Finally, another hashtag accessibility training on editorial content at Plone, TU Dresden, so that studying or working at UD becomes possible and more comfortable for people with disabilities. So this is the text I posted with the image. And in this case, I decided for the second alt text you saw, a presentation slide on the topic of barrier-free headlines, in front of it a microphone and a tablet with an open website. I wanted to mention the slide to set the picture into context. I didn't exactly include what is contained on the slide because this is the information I included in my tweet itself. And I also mentioned the topic of the presentation, but in my tweet I kept it more general because I just wanted to show my setup. I explained how it looks like, how I sit in front of the computer, the microphone and the tablet, in addition to this presentation slide. So I tried to keep it short in order to make it easily understandable. Just remember, keep it short, but go into detail when necessary. Most of the time, one or two sentences are enough. This applies to most image descriptions you will post yourself on Twitter or Mastodon. I mean, except for art, if you want to show art, the alt text is an essential part of it to convey the emotion you want to express with the art. I again have two very specific examples for this and a kind of a checklist you can consider every time when you post. So start by describing the most important aspects, because people who use screen readers to navigate their computer interfaces, they can only act very in a linear manner, because we don't know what will come next, because we don't see the upcoming content. We only know what has been there before and where we are at this exact moment. So maybe the current picture content is not relevant enough for us, but it might come at a later point. And this very often happens if you start with the irrelevant elements. So therefore, please start with the relevant ones. Never write "this picture contains," because the software is clever enough to recognize that it is an image. So just start with the description and include the most important aspects first. Let's have a look at this meme. Don't start with the glasses on the table. They are completely irrelevant. You could also just completely exclude them from the descriptions. Just start with the face of the person. And also with the graph, start with the most important details. Don't start by saying it's about October and December, but start by saying how many Mastodon accounts have been created compared to Twitter accounts. It's not a real graph, but I suppose, you knew that. The next point, describe the relations and interactions of the objects in the picture. Again, a lot is happening in pictures, and there's this saying, a picture says more than a thousand words, and very often this is true. So have a look at this picture and think about what you would include in your description and what is happening on it. Additional context, again, is of advantage if you include this in your tweet in addition to the image description, but just stay objective and only include information that is actually on the picture. Don't include any non-existent information. I don't have a clear example for it, but I mean, I think you had your own idea. Another thing, very often people ask me if descriptions can include colors, because yeah, people with no eyesight might not be that familiar with colors, but they can still trigger emotions and mark differences. This is especially important with this example picture abroad, like the red pill and the blue pill. The red pill is called image description, the blue pill is called alt text. So the differentiation with the colors is very important, because otherwise it would be just the same. Please use the colors and further details. Also, if you think they might only be relevant for people without vision impairment, they are still relevant for people with vision impairment. And it's not only people with no eyesight at all, but also with less eyesight or low eyesight. So if you then say the left pill is red and the right one is blue, if they have minimal eyesight left, this information can be really helpful for them. Next one, if your image contains text, for example, if you post a screenshot of a tweet, please copy the text on the image into your image description. It is super important, because otherwise the text on the image is not accessible. By now, there is very good OCR software or character recognition software that can do it, but still, for people with no eyesight, it's a very high effort to do it by themselves. So please take the step and include this text into your description. For example, on Android, you can use Google Lens for this optical character recognition. It produces the text, just format it accordingly, so those images are really useful for people with no vision. It is also completely okay to summarize things correspondingly if it's not a direct statement by someone. If the content differs from what is actually being said, I want to read the original voice and not some kind of interpretation of it. And I want to add, if there are other options to embed contents, for example, you can refer to other tweets or site tweets, it's always a better option than to just include screenshots. Also, Mastodon has the possibility to share and embed content from websites or other instances, because yes, we can just interact with this content. Don't interpret the pictures, just describe what it can be seen visually. This always almost applies, except for artwork, because for art, the emotion, the interpretation is part of the artwork. Only you can know what kind of emotion you want to trigger with your work of art. So rely on the tips I just gave you and try it out, include colors. But for example, if you have an image where the colors are completely irrelevant, and you don't want to include it, you don't have to do it. But if it's not artwork that can be seen on your picture, please only describe what really can be seen. Or if also if it's not your work of art, please include in the description that is your own interpretation of this artwork, so that we are not tempted to discuss an interpretation that isn't aligned with the artist's vision. So take a step back when you post an image, think about what is there visually, what can be seen, and only describe this. This example is how to describe people that are depicted. So this image, you can see Giancarlo Esposito, a famous actor, in his role as Gustavo Frings in Breaking Bad, or Better Call Saul. In my opinion, at least, it is enough to include the character's name, because this is the relevant criteria here. So just to say, this is Gustavo Frings in a suit and with a tie. This would be a sensible description, and I'd immediately know what you mean. And it gives me the option to find out more about Gustavo Frings, to get the information who the actual actor is and what he does. So the information in the description is really condensed, gives me everything I need. And this is, yeah, it's just enough if it's really about famous people. Or just deliver the context, who is the person in the picture, no further details are needed. Next one, ignore irrelevant details, as we said before. For example, the glasses we had in this one meme. And now, if you have a look at the train number is completely irrelevant in the description. What is relevant is the interaction between the train and the American school bus, so that the train collides with the school bus as it is crossing the rails. This is important, and all the other information is irrelevant. We can say it's an American school bus because this already implies it's a yellow one. We don't have to say that it has four wheels, or that we are probably in a desert, or that it is bad weather. This is completely irrelevant in this context. So we can really focus on the bare basics, on the really relevant information in most pictures. Of course, it always depends, again, on what you want to communicate and on the additional context you provide with the picture. So describe the scenery and the nature of the picture. Very often, this is just omitted. There are several kinds of pictures, cartoons, screenshots, showing real people, or 3D renders, photos, drawings. If it's a drawing, if it's an oil painting, or a pencil drawing, a charcoal painting, there are so many different options that can influence the image. And this information is essential for the image description. So always include the information of what kind of image is it. It is to have the desired effect on people. So the first one here would be a cartoon, and the lower one would be a photo. And also, my final image, interpret depending data and graphs according to the context.
Ich habe euch jetzt hier nur mal ein Beispiel mitgebracht. Das ist kein sehr komplizierter Graph, aber hier ist es zum Beispiel extrem wichtig, dass ihr die Aussage dieses Graphen knapp zusammenfasst. Und bitte auch hier wieder, natürlich gebt in euren Bildbeschreibungen an, dass ihr hier einen Graphen interpretiert und dass die Daten möglicherweise anders aussehen. Das ist immer besonders wichtig bei diesen Daten, aber wenn ihr sie in einem Social Media Feed postet, dann ist die Dauer, die man sich mit einem einzelnen Post beschäftigt, wahrscheinlich relativ gering.
Okay, we're back. Deswegen ist es hier wichtig, kurz und knapp die Kernaussage. It is really important that you shortly summarize what this graph wants to convey, and also include that it is a graph in your description and that the graphs may look differently. But if you post them in a social media feed, the duration you're interacting with one post is really low. So therefore, it is important to summarize the core message of the graph. And then there will always be further options for me to go from there and find my own interpretation of this image. And always include the information that you interpret this graph right now and don't invent any details. A few general tips you have to consider. If you include image descriptions, refrain from formatting the description and just use plain text. I see it very often that people use Markdown to kind of highlight sections, but this is not really feasible because a screen reader cannot read it. The reader sees it as one single element and is really complicated to differentiate between differently formatted objects. You have to navigate by word or paragraph, which is quite complicated. And there are just better options. And also highlighting certain elements is not relevant for your image description. And as I said before, AI-generated image descriptions are not a proper substitute for your own words. Also not to get inspiration for a description. I very often heard that people say it would be easier for them if the platform gave them an automated suggestion. I don't think this is a good idea because you're limited to, what is there? Instead of making up your own mind. So if at some point this feature is introduced by social media, just think about not using it and include your own words, your own point of view into the description. And use your text contributions you can add on social media to put the image into context. This is super important. Okay, so now we are done with this talk. I hope you liked it. I hope I could give you some inspiration and information you haven't had before. So, upcoming now is my workshop where we can have a look at your posts together and how you could individually improve them. It's just an offer for you to improve and find alternatives. Yeah. You can also link to this talk. It's a helpful resource that can help people. The more people post alternative image descriptions, don't be afraid of it. It's always helpful. The more, the better. And what is also helpful is an individual training or other accessibility to this or other accessibility topics. Some people, like myself, you can find my contact here on this slide. There are some further things you have to watch out for, which are important in proper image descriptions. And also, if you had individual training or participate in the upcoming workshop, you are going to multiply this information and pass it on. The more image descriptions exist out there, the better. So what is left for me to say is thank you. Thank you for listening to all of this information. Thanks for working with alt text and see you in the workshop. Yeah, thank you very much for this informative talk. I hope you learned a lot and use image descriptions and alt text in your social media posts future. So we have some questions from our Signal Angel. You can still tweet them or post them on Mastodon using the hashtag Firesharks. I'll just jump into the first question. Are there consciously wrong image descriptions? Well, it is difficult to say because I rely on those descriptions and it's my only information source. So I have to trust that it really corresponds to the actual picture, but it would be really bad if that happened. I sometimes saw that people used it as an extended text, so it actually doesn't describe the picture, but includes, so like for example in the image of a cookie, it doesn't say it's a cookie, but it includes the recipe, and this is quite confusing because I also don't expect it. Yeah, it's really bad, you shouldn't do it. Should memes in regards to the interpretation be treated like art, or should you just include the name of the meme in the case of well-known memes? For example, where this couple is walking along and a man turns to have a look at the other woman passing by. Well, it always depends. We have seen it on one of my slides before. I showed exactly this meme. There are a few copycat versions that look completely different, or where the text has completely different meaning. I would include a very detailed description here and say that it is not exactly this meme, but an altered version of it. And if the context can be recognized from the tweet itself, just the name of the meme is enough in the alt text. And what do you think about alt texts like XKCE, who also includes funny descriptions, as in this example we see here? I can't really say much about this. I had a look at this example. It is described what it can be seen on the picture. So the alt text doesn't really seem like a joke. I think it is good as it is. But just I just saw an alt text on xkcd.com, and there things look quite different. So very often the alt text is just the header, and then in the attribute they have a more detailed description, which however is really unhelpful because it's just a jokey post, and it's not helpful at all. Probably because it is also confusing. So the essence of it was, in general,